The Justice Department announced today that for the first time since the 1980 Abscam scandal, it is indicting a sitting U.S. senator on federal bribery charges. For more on the action against New Jersey Democrat Robert Menendez, we turn to Matt Apuzzo of the New York Times, who's been covering the story. Matt, 8 counts of bribery, 22 counts in all. Tell us a little bit about what you know from reading the indictment about what they're charging.
Well, it's a really big indictment, Gwen. I'm actually about two-thirds of the way through it, and we all knew this was coming, but it's a lot broader and a lot deeper than I think a lot of us who've been following this closely expected. It basically describes Senator Menendez turning his Capitol Hill office into a criminal enterprise, basically using his offices and using his staff to go out and solicit gifts, find out what his political patron wanted in return, and to make sure it got done. Describes trading favors, political favors, for trips on a private jet, first-class airfare, vacations, five-star hotel in Paris. It's very, very broad. The indictment runs over 60 pages. It really is an aggressive move by the Justice Department.
Tell us about his political patron.
Solomon Melgen, he's a Florida eye surgeon. They have been friends since the 1990s. By all accounts, real friends. They vacation together, they exchange gifts, and that's going to be real key to the defense. Menendez is arguing that this is a friendship, and that friends exchange gifts. And the Justice Department says this went well beyond friendship. This was a corrupt bribery scheme.